Well, Marty Fatanti is with us. He is with InvestUP, and good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Okay, let's talk about this labor study. This one seems to be, I mean, there's studies all the time, Marty. You've seen studies for years and years and years. This one here seems to be different. It seems to be bigger.
It is different. It is bigger, and it's much more comprehensive. It's the first time, to at least our knowledge and those that we've worked with, that really a county by county analysis of labor needs has been undertaken. And so we organizationally have really been trying to drive to have better data to allow that data then to drive decisions. And so this, in partnership with local economic development organizations from across the Upper Peninsula, all 13 local economic development organizations, the three planning regions, Jack, as well as Michigan Works, came together in partnership to actually help fund this study. And I think it will be impactful with the data that is embedded within the report.
Of course, we don't have time to go through the whole thing, but what are some takeaways, Marty, from your point of view from this study, some of the things that will stand out when people look at it?
So I think there are certainly a few things, Jack. I think it suggests that we need to do a better job of supporting technology and commercialization up here. There's real opportunity with that when you think of the fact that we are blessed with really rich higher education resources, particularly as you compare it to other rural communities. You know, three public universities, four community colleges, three smart zones. There were some more nuanced pieces to it, Jack, including because we're so dependent upon small business up here to really help with some succession planning and help facilitate some transfer of ownership to employees if there's nobody within a family in a small business to take the reins. And then certainly some other things that you might more readily expect, talking about taking a better advantage of career technical education, looking at occupational projections and how we might meet those occupational projections within each county, some of the challenges and how we would address the seasonal nature of work in some of our communities as well.
Marty Fatanti with InvestUP has been with us today. Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
As always, thank you, Jack.